Hi, this is Dennis Byrd, and you are listening to the 5%ers podcast, where we will work together to achieve excellence in life. Lose weight and keep it off, have incredible relationships, and work for meaning and success. Join me on the journey to become our best selves and to lead meaningful and engaging lives. Thanks for joining me today. You're listening to the 5%ers podcast, episode number 62. Pay attention to what grabs your attention. Well, I hope that wherever you are today, you're having a great day. And one of the things I want to share with you is just a great strategy for helping you gain clarity about what your next steps could be in life. Well, what I wanted to do today is share a great strategy for creating clarity about what next steps can be in your life, whether it's around your career, around things that you're interested in, or if you're trying to really figure out, hey, you know, I'm doing something now that I'm not really happy with, whether it's in my life, my weight, or my career, maybe my relationships, and I need a new strategy. I need something new to come along so that I can be more effective at building my, progress towards my goals. And one of the ways to do that is to pay attention to what grabs your attention. As we go out through the day, we are being encountered and blasted with so much information through newspapers, through books, magazines, online searches, through the radio, billboards, television. And one of the things that I've seen in life is that you are going throughout life and so much information is going into your brain and it's going out. You're really not even paying attention to it. There's just stories that you come across, read in the paper, that you will look at a headline and you'll just move on because it's not grabbing your attention. But there are other things that totally grab your attention. So when you're listening to the radio and a story comes on that grabs your attention, all of a sudden you will stop, you will shift your thinking, and now you will pay attention to whatever that story is about. As you're reading the paper, certain headlines are going to grab your attention. As you are online and you're looking at news sites, there'll be some things that you pass by, but other things that you will hone in on. And so the strategy is to be conscious and aware of what's pulling our attention and what direction it's pulling us to. An example of this is around health. And I'm one of those people that when I come across articles or newspaper, listings, web searches and things like that, and they have to do around weight loss and health, that will grab my attention because that's something that I've battled with in my past. It's something that I'm still working on today to make sure that I'm, staying healthy. And so if there's an article, a news, news magazine, something on the radio, something on the web that's around health, I'm going to gravitate towards that and I'm going to read it. I'm at least going to click on it and open it or look at it and say, is this worth my time? Is this something that would provide value to me? That's the same thing that can be true about relationships. If you're having relationship difficulties with your spouse or partner or with your kids, and an expert comes on that starts talking about, better communication styles with your spouse, better parenting techniques with your kids, you're going to pique your interest and that's going to grab your attention. Be conscious of those things. Some of you may be at a point in your career where you're looking for new ideas around your career. And one of the things that I encourage people to do is to pay attention to what grabs your attention. Often what happens is you can get into a job or into a career or maybe an industry and you're really not happy with it anymore. Maybe it was a good fit at the beginning, but now it's just not a good fit anymore, that you find yourself going to work, you're not engaged, and you're just not interested in what you're doing. And you're not sure what else you could be doing because you've been doing it so long. Well, one of the strategies that I coach people with that are going through career transitions or looking to improve their careers is to pay attention to what grabs your attention. Now, at first, this may not make sense to people because they think, well, a lot of things that I'm paying attention to really don't have anything to do with my career. Well, they may or they may not. Here's an example. I was coaching an individual who was working in a job where basically he was stuck inside all day. He said, "Dennis, I have an interior office with no external windows, and it just drove me crazy. And I so much want to be out there and focused on meeting with customers, being outside the office, maybe even traveling, because I'm wired for things outside the office." So I tried this exercise with him and just said, take the next week and pay attention to what grabs your attention. And he said, what came up was, outdoor articles, things around golfing. He said, because I'm an avid golfer, I love to golf. He said I was, power sports like snowmobiling and, motorcycle riding and things like that. And basically a lot of the things that was grabbing his attention happened to do with everything that was about being outside. So one of the things that we talked about is, hey, what about looking for a job in an organization that specializes in products that take you outside? So one of the things he did is he got online, he started looking for companies that produce outside products like snowmobiles and motorcycles and boats and lawnmowers and other types of products, and he came across a job at a company that specializes in outdoor golf maintenance equipment. And they were looking for an account manager. And he said, "Dennis, this is a phenomenal opportunity. I'm so excited about this because the job basically is this, is that I would travel to different golf courses and talk with the golf course directors and work with them about their maintenance equipment and also try to sell more service-based, products and things like that to keep their equipment running smoothly. And every day I would be out there working with these, great individuals, trying to help them figure out how we're going to improve the maintenance of their golf courses. And I get to be around golfers, I get to be outside, I get to be around beautiful environments, and I get to travel." And for him, that was a great fit. Now, he didn't end up getting that job, but he did end up in a different role where basically he was in that account management type of position where he was going out to the clients on a daily and weekly basis, building those relationships, getting out of the office, traveling around town, and it's just a great fit for him. So one of the things I'd encourage you to do is that if you are needing new ideas around your health or around your relationships or around your career is to think about, I need to pay attention to what's really grabbing my attention. Because at times in life, there will be things that grab our attention and then other priorities will get in the way and we ignore those things. And I think those are important things to listen to the people that have great things to say to us, to read the books or the magazines or look at the websites that have great information that can help improve our lives, or whether it's just about paying attention to, the things that we're passionate about to see if we can take those issues, apply them to our lives, or if we can take those things we're passionate about and see if we can reinvent our career and focus in an area or focus in a way we work that's more in alignment with what we're about, what we value, and what we appreciate. So it's a very simple strategy, and I encourage you to take the next few days and really be conscious about what's grabbing your attention. So pay attention to what grabs your attention, and take those ideas, take those concepts, and see, is there a way I can apply this thing that grabbed my attention to my health, to my relationships, or maybe even to my career? All right, that's what I have for you today. I will look forward to talking with you soon, and until then, work hard every day to be your best self. Take care. Thanks for joining me today, and if you found this podcast helpful, let your friends and family know about it by sending them to dennisbird.org. And go to iTunes and leave a 5-star review. And what this does is help other people know more about me and what I'm up to. And if you have any questions for me, if you have any podcast or blog ideas that you'd like to know more about, you can also go to dennisburg.org, click on the tab, Contact. Have a great day, everybody.